Oh man, you guys are ready to piss some people off?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Fucking. Oscar?
Yeah?
Trace? Yeah, Uno, dos, Trace?
It's been a fucking long day. Blow me.
S-C-U. You are now listening to Shattercast. Uncut. Prepare to be shattered with your host, Matt Baldwin, Skullface, Greg for Mercy, Oscar NJ Boy, T2RX6, Mega 8-1. Welcome to Shatteredcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Shatteredcast Uncut, episode 36. We're 36. We just got a call from a doctor. Our prostate exam shows polyps, but we'll get over it just as soon as this meth wears off. I'm your host, Oscar Alonso, everyone's favorite Cuban that likes to sit here and just run his gaw on Transformers podcast. And, of course, this is your number one podcast. It's been a long day. And, of course, joining me are five members of the Sinister Six because Matthew pissed off KFC and they injected him with more pneumonia while at Best Buy.
Hail Hasbro.
Hail Hasbro for life. Hail Hasbro, man. So, of course, joining me from
Sancho Barbosa as well.
Sancho Barbosa.
Sancho. It's essential, by the both sides. Jeez. Of course, joining me tonight, as always, is everyone's favorite internet troll who either love you or hate you or a little bit of both, as long as you give him his money and make him a sandwich in the morning. None other than the one, the only, Mr. Greg for Mercy.
At least I'm loving and hating y'all at the same time, bitch.
It's called doing a Chris Brown. And, of course, coming up right behind him is everyone's favorite, Mr. Everyone's favorite Mr. Fix It, the one, the only, most credible YouTube reviewer whose credibility does kind of get shot as every episode goes on, Mr. T2RX6, Justin.
Hell Hasbro, motherfuckers.
Power up.
Power.
And of course, he's everyone's favorite woman stealing, mom banging, and home wrecking based voice individual. The guy who basically made Boyz II Men break up because they didn't know how much of a song he should sing. The one, the only, Mr. Antoine Lewis Mega 8-1.
Hey, what up? What's going on, people?
Yeah. Ever wonder what Optimus Prime sound like if he was black? Question answered. And, of course, last but not least, he is everyone's bitter little baldy.
Optimus Shine.
My dick's the right of all sentient beings.
Wow. Now jump on it, motherfucker. He is everyone's favorite bald version of Dennis Leary. He will skull fuck you for the sake of his name. He is everyone's favorite breaking and entering superstar. The guy who isn't scared to star in a new adult film showcasing on Cinemax tonight, Fistful of Firemen 3. Fist harder, Mr. Skullface.
What's up? Hey, two things. One, bring back our talent worked. And two, to Oscar, when you do the Sancho Barbosa review, I would also like for you to put it up a second time, but do a voiceover where, like, as you're manipulating the figure, Sancho Barbosa is fucking reviewing you.
I feel like they are laced with cookies and grease.
All of the fingers are moving. They're moving all over me. They cannot keep their hands off of me.
They kind of feel good. But no. Bad spot. Oh, thank you. Everybody. Put a one time. I actually just got in the mail real quick. Oh, like 3 weeks ago. I didn't mention it. Was a WWE wrestling Jeff Jarrett guitar that I spray painted black and silver.
Nice.
So Sancho Barbosa will be playing guitar. But with nice. Bitches.
Just to give a quick GoFundMe update, which I will probably have one more in the next week, and that'll be the last one. Everything has been shipped. If you've ordered something from us, it's been shipped. So it should arrive at the latest tomorrow. I shipped most of it out Monday, I think. I had to ship some stuff out Tuesday. After it's all said and done, I'm going to put up a breakdown as soon as I can write it down. You should see the fucking chicken scratch I'm working with to keep track of the numbers. But when it's all said and done, we had $119.26 left over, and Podomatic is going to be $119.98. But don't worry, we all kicked in and covered it. And And then we had one additional hoodie order come through, which puts us $50 in the green. So instead of splitting that $50 up six ways, which ends up being what, Greg?
Oh, 8.33333. Don't forget my fucking 333, motherfucker.
Right. Instead of splitting it up that way, we're going to put it towards our next project, which whatever that shall be. We haven't talked about it.
I voted for an 8-ball.
He did. And we got an idea for Hail Hasbro T-shirts. We got more different. We got a lot of ideas going on. So
none of them are good. We have a lot of ideas.
Yeah. So I'm sorry.
Just one thing. That hurricane thing is in Japan, not America.
Right. Yeah. That's got it.
Big shocker.
Right.
Big shocker.
I'm pretty sure Method Man will be the spokesperson for that.
Wait,
he needs.
Were we recording when you brought that up?
No. No. So to keep
that's something really racist that no one heard. So,
but I think that of all of our pregame talk, it'll probably get used for the intro because it was kind of the best shit that we had. But if not, real quick, Burger King put out a black burger. So they say, and it has black cheese. The buns are black, and so forth, and so on. And Antoine was just clarifying that it's not in America. It's in Japan.
Yeah, it's a Toys R Us exclusive.
Yeah.
And it'll transform your stomach into food poisoning. No shit. A lot. Like I did last week.
And I'll say that this week I got Talon. Hallelujah.
Okay, fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, check this out. Ratcheted universals for the shoulder. Ratchet joint for an ab crunch. Ratcheted universals for the hips. And ratcheted knees for the win.
Yeah, Bobby loves a good ratchet.
You know it.
Three.
So anyway, that's all I got.
Let's go ahead and go to Greg. What did you get this week?
Some peanut butter jelly and some bread. It's fucking delicious.
Lucky.
I also fuck yeah. Fourth grade, motherfucker. I don't know. I didn't get much, man. I got a cup. I got that e-hobby cup with the appropriate eye gear set. And I got a Made in Japan Junkie on Axe to go with my Splinter. And I didn't really get a whole lot else. It's been kind of a light week.
Okay, Justin, what'd you get?
I got that Evolution of Bumblebee pack for the Modern Camaro, which, spoiler alert, still sucks. Actually, the toy's not that bad, but the paint really pisses me off. That's the thing that bothers me. I got a broken Sky Warp in the mail, which is no longer broken. Technically not mine, but I'm going to say I got it anyway. And I also got a one Golden Dildo, I think is what its official name is, which is the Voyager AOE Galvatron with Matt's face on it. That was what was written on the box, one Golden Dildo, so that's what I'm referring to it as now. So. Courtesy of Rob. It was packed inside a box in a box that said one Golden Dildo.
Oh so. Man, if that was on the outside of the box and then you'd have to like fucking look your mailman in the eye every day, that'd have been awesome.
I do that shit every time I mail a package up.
Hello, Mr. Justin, another package. I'm gonna pretend it's not a Golden Dildo. There you are. Wrote it on the side of the box. Not a Golden Dildo.
Like he like walks up to the door and he's like, yes, Mr. Justin, I need you to go ahead and sign for this. Golden Dildo. I don't know why I just said that.
You'll get that one mailman that'll like drop off the package. You'll go, hey, thanks. You go to close the door. He's like, hey, cool. It's cool. Where's the party? Where's the party?
Which one is coming? Was it where they were talking about the scam where you would you'd have them send a check to whatever, and then when it was time for them to get their refund, you would just send the check from a fake company called like Gus's Huge Dildo Shack.
Oh, that was in Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
It's like, and who's going to actually go to the bank and cash a check from
Bobby's
whatever?
Bits.
Yeah.
What you call it? They said, what the fuck? My mail lady was so fucking cool. I got a new one now, and I haven't quite broke him in yet. But like when I first started getting into the third party game, like I would get these sketchy ass packages showing up from eBay from Hong Kong. It'd be like two styrofoam blocks duct taped with like a little sticker on top saying where it was from. And like I used to have to sign for them because they were coming from Hong Kong. And I wouldn't make eye contact with her. I'd just look down and sign it and just take my box. And like she was like, hey, one time. And I like looked up. She's like, "Just so you know, I don't care what it is."
My apparently I'm a legend around the post office. Did you know I get a lot of shit in?
Yeah.
And one day, my dude forgot to drop off a pretty important package, so I went trailing him because I know his route. And he's like, if I ever do that again, because he did it before, he's like, this is my route. So I saw a mail truck across the street, and I'm like, fuck yeah, like, but like way back in the neighborhood. So I chase it down, and I pull up, and it's like some different guy. And I'm like, hey, do you deliver for Jim today? He's like, no. And he was like, why? And I told him, I was like, hey, you forgot one of the packages. He's like, you that guy on Birchton Street that always gets a bunch of stuff. Like, yeah, I thought that was you. He's like, he's probably at the retirement home. I'm like, cool, thanks, man. Cool.
Damn.
And he was. He was there.
So,
but,
nice.
So let's go ahead and ask a certain individual here. Antoine, what'd you get in the mail? I don't care what
why
you got.
Like
fuck
that,
you. Fuck you like and get shit early. No, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got NFC Tigers.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Uh-huh. What else? What else?
That's it.
Uh-huh. Nothing else, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
No. You sure? No big black crow? Nothing like that? That's the other arm? You ain't get a talon either? Huh?
Oh, yeah. They're
rubbing us in the face with it, you son of a bitch, before everyone else had one.
To make it worse, he got it last week.
Oh, and I like your post. I saw your post where you were talking about, anybody else think it's a chore to transform your feral Rex? Yeah, I like that. I thought that was funny.
Bobby had
talked me off the fucking ledge on that one.
When there's nobody in America that has it except for Antoine. he's like, don't you guys hate it? I mean, am I right? Am I right, guys?
Don't you hate it when like all these beautiful women want to have sex with you, but you only have one penis, so you hope your fingers can do just as good? All right, so time for the most pathetic. What you got in the mail today, and inductee by me. Here's what I got this week. I got BTS Sonicron.
Aw. Whoa, hold on.
And hold on. No, it gets better. It gets so better. So much better with Sonicron. So he's like hyper loose, like it's no one's business.
Yeah.
And he comes with two left hands.
Wow.
And insult to injury, yeah. I thought like, well, maybe I could blah, blah, blah. No, those MP cassettes don't fit in there.
Nope, they don't.
And yeah. So he's my living reminder of just make sure you're supervised when you're on eBay.
Yeah.
Because the next thing I got in the mail is a TFC X-Graver, which I got for a steal for like 46 and stuff before shipping. And I'm all like, okay, cool. Find out that when I read the description that he's missing the hand for Devastator.
Yeesh.
So he is basically going to be he's not going to have a hand on whatever arm he turns into. And I've considered there's someone on eBay selling a fucking TFC fucking aerial bot, whichever the red and white one is, whatever he's called, Phantom, whatever the fuck. And he comes with a hand. I'm like, maybe I'll use that hand and paint it. But then I'm like, I don't even know if that'll fit. So what the fuck do I want that for?
I think it will fit.
Yeah, it fits.
It will?
Yeah.
Well,
because this figure, the only thing wrong with that figure is that its arm's broken. It's like complete all the way. That the arm's like snapped off or whatever. But then I know someone that can fix it. Just like you did my Skywarp.
Now, what did I tell you to do with that fucking X-Graver?
I'm going to go ahead and buy 11 more and display it like a boss. Just a whole shelf full of X-Gravers. It's a fucking.
No! Buy a whole Hercules complete. They're like $6 on eBay right now. And then buy the other ones and have it in fucking have it combined mode and individual mode.
You mean $6 or $600?
No shit.
I'd like to see these fucking listings if you can prove me wrong. But yeah, well, so I got that. And then my good friend Robert blew me out of the water. He sent me something in the mail, which I opened while we were getting ready to record. And it is the coronation set for Masterpiece Starscream, the original mold. And it's the coronation set with the cloth cape, not the plastic one like the new release has. And he looks pretty sweet. I want to thank you, Robert. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, Robert's the man.
No doubt about it. No doo to boot it.
No doo to boot it, as they say in Canada.
No
doo. And that's some real shit, man. Shout out to Justin. That's like another guy we haven't spoken to in a long time.
Shout out to me. That's awesome. I forgot about that motherfucker. Hell yeah.
He's a cool dude, man. I hung out with him for a good bit, and he actually said that, like, and it fucked me up. Like, I was drinking, like, at the time, like, I was taking a sip of a beer, and he was like, "Yeah, man, no dude to boot it." And I was like,
"Beer come out your nose?"
Yeah, I mean, almost. I was like, "You can't be. Are you fucking with me right now? You're taking a piss right now, aren't you? Because you can't, like, I mean, we joke about you guys, but it's not, that's not legit, right?"
Nope, it is.
Yep, totally legit. So, are we ready to get the show on the road or what?
So, we're going to go ahead and get started with some third-party news. MMZ Azalea Singapore exclusive. As I call it, Rosaria.
A black RC.
A black RC. So, Anton's going crazy for this.
What's wrong with that, Bobby?
Nothing.
There is everything wrong. This is not American. Right here.
Did you hear about who pre-ordered this?
No.
David Bowie and Robert De Niro. they're both like married to black chicks. Yeah, whatever.
And by black chicks, David Bowie, you mean black men?
No, I think he does both. But I will not stand for David Bowie slander. I had no interest in this thing until I started looking at it more, and I can't. It just doesn't have any fucking place, you know. Like, I don't even know what the fuck it's supposed to be, but it does make me more excited for the proper one.
At first, I thought it was supposed to be what's your face, Nightbird. Yeah,
that's Nightbird.
Yeah, I thought that was who it was supposed to be at first, but clearly no. So I don't know.
If they would have done Nightbird colors, I'd have got this.
Yeah, I think it would have been interesting.
This is
looks pretty sweet. I mean,
it's a good looking mold.
Yeah, the MMC knocked it out of the park with this mold, that's for sure. A lot of us.
So, I know I pre-ordered the regular one,
but yeah,
I don't remember what retailer was, because it wasn't TS or it wasn't BTS, so I'm just waiting to get that mystery bill, that mystery charge, because I cannot remember who the fuck it was.
Just got to keep a $60 cushion at all times.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not that poor. Barely.
It depends on what car that bitch is gonna hit on for me. Like, if it's on this, I'm like, all right, yeah, then we're good there. but yeah, this I mean, like, the eyes I think are photoshopped on.
Yeah, that's total digibash.
But
the whole thing kind of looks
kind
of digibash. You could just basically go over this with black and then fuck with your opacity on Photoshop, and this is the end result with it. So,
but are those two? Are those two holsters on her back for guns, or are those more knives?
Those are for guns.
That's fucking badass.
They look like, I don't know, I'm sure I'll get corrected, but I'm going to say they're guns.
Yeah, they kind of look like guns.
Yeah, I think they kind of look like guns, too.
Or mittens.
This is, mittens. This is, Bitch Killer RC from, IDW, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I can't wait for the real one.
It's as if she's bathed in Senator Ratbat's blood.
I just have a hard time understanding, like, the obsession with black repaints. I mean, I understand there's some tradition there and everything else, but I just don't get it.
I don't get it either. I just know that, you know, the only black repaint I saw that I really wanted was like that Toy World Orion.
Yep. Yeah.
Which
you got that
really,
too, didn't
really
you?
Sweet. Yep. Yeah. Which is a really sweet figure.
I saw that Legends Class Nemesis Prime today, and I almost bought it, but...
Yeah. Oh,
God, why?
I didn't. Paint, motherfucker.
Don't call me that. I'm going to play my side crowd and be happy.
Speaking of MMC, they revealed three prototypes at that Singapore show, and they all look fucking amazing.
Yeah, one looks like, I think her name was Thunderblast from the Cybertron line. If it's the one to the farthest right down there.
No, that's Kaon from the DJD.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay. Yeah.
And Titanica looks a lot like a Roadbuster.
Looks like Strika. Like a proper Strika, not a knockoff Strika.
Thank you.
That's an original mold because they have a new head. You don't want to upset Apple Corps face, do you?
Wait. Hold on. Hold on. That's the one, that's the knockoff that everybody wanted, but their GoFundMe failed, right? Or their,
yeah, the I'm pretty sure the GoFundMe failed.
What's the GoFundMe? You know, what's the other one?
No,
what's
it was Kickstarter.
Kickstarter, that's it, yeah. But everybody wanted that one.
There's proof that there is a god. Because that thing's like, but like I said, this looks like really, it looks good. It looks good, but I kind of see it more as a Roadbuster. You know?
Yeah, I'll probably, because this is supposed to be, that's who that's supposed to be, right? Is Strika, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't really have any attachment to that character, so I'll probably pass on that. But that fucking Impactor, great. Mugga Mugga. And that fucking K-On, like, they're already in my collection. They just don't know it yet.
Okay. Here's where we got confused here, Bobby. Okay, if you go to the very first photograph that shows, like, some of those RC molds.
Uh-huh.
Rara says, well, I don't know if you guys know this particular 60-year-old heavy armor tank amongst the fanbots, that one. If you look at that photograph, that very first one there, the one all the way down to the right in the corner, looks like Thunderblast from the Transformers
Okay. I got you. My bad, buddy. So
it's a female boat that was, like, in love with Megatron and shit like that, you know, because it's anime and it's weird, you know.
All right.
That Nova Prime.
Oh, my God.
It looks like it's going to put, you know, Maki Toys looks bad compared to that now.
MMC is, it's probably my favorite company.
Yeah. It's getting there.
Yeah, I like MMC too. They're definitely one of the top tiers for sure.
Like, it's just like, it's the quality, you know, it's like aesthetically, I don't think that they're as sound as Fans Project a lot of times, and like size wise, it's not as perfect as, and like, as like would ever show accurate or any kind of, like, but that's not really what they're going for. But, you know, as Fans Toys, but like just the overall quality of the product, it's second to none in my book.
My personal favorite, my personal favorite right now is Fans Toys because they're making the things I want. But yeah. It's close.
Oh, okay. Anything anybody else want to add to the new MMC reveals?
I'm buying them.
Yep. Just
yeah.
I can't wait for Impactor and Nova Prime.
Finally, and Impactor is proper.
So, Greg for Mercy should be getting this unit soon. Apparently.
What's that?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
The,
I should have it next.
The X Transbots Wheelie.
Oh, I'm getting that.
Are you going to get that 3 weeks before everyone else? You sick fuck.
No, you damn it. Shut your mouth. No.
How much is he?
It's like $60, I think, or something like that.
He's so tiny, though, man.
It's small.
It's Wheelie. It's supposed to be.
I know, man.
Well,
I mean, the size versus the price. Size versus price is what I'm talking about.
You know what?
That MMC RC is, because that thing's like tiny compared to Voyager Grimlock. So
How much were those IGN mini bots? Like $59?
Something like that. Way fucking too
much. No, they were like $40, $45 tops.
Oh, God, he's as big as an iPhone.
Yeah, and I even like left the turbo repaint of this guy. Can't do it.
Yeah, but turbo would be way too small.
And it's, I don't know. I've discussed my gripes with it to the person who created it, and he said he would have loved to do it the way that I envision it if he was going to use that mold, but he just couldn't because of the limitations. And I said, well, unfortunately, I'm not going to buy it. I expect somebody else to come out and make it.
Well, maybe
turbo.
I make the way you want, and maybe you kiss my right ass, you stupid American.
The person saying that's also American, so I don't know if he'd use that exact phrase, but you know, just saying.
Blow me.
I don't know if
you don't like my robot.
I'm not necessarily out. Like this isn't necessarily a go, but it's not pre-ordered.
Yeah.
But it looks good. It's just $60 for another wheelie.
Well, how about this? How about this?
Okay.
Who do you think is going to put out a better wheelie for less?
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know who would put it out for less. But I think a lot of people could make a better wheelie. Not that I think this looks bad. I think this looks good. But, like, I'm not – I mean, I'm satisfied with my Huffer and Stacks, but I'm not impressed by them.
I don't want to sound like Matt Baldwin, but how perfect does it need to be, Bobby? It's wheelie. God damn, yeah. I sound just like Matt Baldwin. Never mind. Just ignore me. Just never mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I watched the transformation video. Did you guys see that? It was circulating. Yeah.
No.
It looks like, you know, it looks hollow. It looks, yeah, it just, yeah. It doesn't look shitty, but it doesn't look impressive. But, like, that pose with him in the slingshot, like, that's what's doing it for me.
I was going to put mine up on Masterpiece Grimlock Shoulders.
If it makes you feel better, Bobby, here's what you could do. You go ahead and you find yourself a cheap GDO wheelie, right? You take its slingshot weapon, okay? Hear me out. Shave down the peg for the slingshot. Grab one of your Fans Project Stunicons, right? And then just put them in the same pose. Bam, same thing.
Yeah. If I could sell, I have that, like, that Masterpiece wheelie that came out, like the third-party Masterpiece wheelie that's, like, early.
7 pounds of die-cast steel.
Yep, that one.
If you call that thing a masterpiece?
No, they did. I would trade up. I'll put it that way. I would trade up.
Why don't you wait for someone you know to buy it, like someone you know, and then put the fucking wheelie you have in a sock, come up behind him, fucking crack him over the head and take theirs and run.
I wonder if I could take my wheelie to, like, the metal recycling plant, get, like, about $60 for all the metal.
If you lived in Florida, you could take that metal wheelie and throw it in a pit full of scavengers, like guys that collect raw steel and shit. Yeah. They would fight each other to the death for it.
Dude, it's the same thing here. Like, in Baltimore, they go into people's houses and strip their metal, like their copper.
It's crazy. Good times.
You could always order Ollie, and then when you get him, put yours back in the box and send it back and hope it's a former employee. Yeah.
Seems reasonable.
Speaking of other things that are funny, Maki Toys Shatterglass Strife, known as Ripper.
Yep, not good enough, I'm afraid.
No, it works better as a Strife deco, but not as a. No, you're not going to sell me that. That's Ripper Snapper, and nope. If he had a Cybertron mode,
not at all.
I just don't understand the obsession with shattered glass stuff. You know. It seems, and, like, you know, I understand why the club does it. It's like their little baby or whatever, and they're so proud of themselves for having it. But, you know, for the third-party companies to start cashing in on it, like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, I think with them, they just didn't know what the fuck else to do.
Needleless.
They were just trying to fucking... I wouldn't be surprised if they released a whole set. And like, has there been images of a shattered glass strafe before?
No, I don't think so.
No,
seems, I mean, they went with the exact deco.
Oh, wait, the Computron, that World War Tron Computron thing.
They went with the exact deco of fucking Cutthroat.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I would imagine that they would go with the deco with the other Terracons, and you know, hell no, you know, this is not the Terracons that I want. I'm guessing that was Greg. Yeah. This is not the Terracons I want. I'm not even sure. It's not even the fucking Computron I want, to be honest with you. I watched Duckett's review, you know, and I was far from impressed. I like the torso bot, you know.
Scattershot.
Yeah, I love how, like, they incorporated the feet and all that into the transformation and all that. Like, that shit looked fucking awesome. But the rest of the bots just seem like meh. At best.
Meh.
Yeah. Meh. I don't know. I think I'd rather get the Warbitron ones just because it's going to be closer to the size I want to have. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Plus, that is, again, that whole got to get everything at one time. It's just bothersome.
Yeah. And, like, what I find a little worrisome is the fact that we still haven't seen a Vortex and we're seeing finished fucking Computron bots.
Mm-hmm.
True.
You know, that's like, what the fuck is going on over there? You know, that's, I'll be honest, that's stressing me the fuck out.
Losing sleep over it. What's wrong, honey? I just can't sleep. It's just, I just want a fucking vortex.
Yes.
You know, I just want a fucking vortex. I'm crying here. I got
to wake up. The vortex. So anyway.
This looks actually really interesting. Bezel Boss Mad Machine.
Let me take a look. Oh, yeah. I thought this was cool, too.
This looks really kind of fucking neat. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much an accessory like this would cost.
Right, and I'm not sure how much I need it, depending on its cost.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Y'all want robot voice. Somebody PayPal'd me, and it fucked up the whole Matrix.
Gotcha. Have you seen this accessory for the Bad Machine? The
God
bezel
damn box? It.
Bad Machine?
Bad Machine, you hate it? Wow. Damn, okay.
What episode was this from?
I honestly don't remember, Justin.
I have no clue either. I've heard it's the one that comes with like the immobilizer or something, whatever. Wheeljack, the Amazon exclusive thing is. I heard it's from the same episode, but I don't know.
So. I mean, it's cool. It depends on the price. It's not a must have, you know.
I think it's got some really neat aspects on it, but yeah, I really don't know if my collection needs it.
So. Right.
All dependent on the price, I suppose. If it's a relatively cheap thing, then yeah, why not? So,
yeah,
we'll see.
Now, this next one is
This is
go ahead.
All right, I have officially dubbed this Gregatron. This is for Unique Toys' take on Abominus. They're calling it Ordin. Right? Am I saying that right?
Yep, I think
Ordin.
So.
And their first release is Troll, the Not Blot. And I love the name of this figure, Troll. And I cracked a joke in our chat where if I get this guy, and the way it's looking, MMC doesn't make their own Abominus set, these guys are purchased because this just looks awesome. And if I do end up getting Troll, I'm going to make the sickest commercial for that figure alone. It is the figure you love to hate.
I think this looks good. You know, like, I really can't find anything bad to say about it. The only thing that's bothering me about it is that this is going to be a $500 investment, and it's from a company that I'm not necessarily sure I trust with $500 of my money. You know, like...
But you trust Warbitron?
I do. I haven't had a real significant problem with Warbitron. I know Greg has put him through the ringer, but... But me, myself, I have not. And I love Swindle. But anyway, I don't know. I like Unique Toys, but now that they say that, like, DX9 was what was making Unique Toys the winner, or, you know, coming out smelling like roses, and now they're kind of doing their own thing, it all makes me very nervous.
I'm not too terribly nervous about it. I mean, it is the same thing that I've given Warbitron as, you know, a figure to see if I trust it, and it's only one figure. So, you know, if it sucks, you can bail out without going the whole combiner, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the same trust I gave MMC. It's the same trust I've given, you know, Hercules, all that stuff. So hopefully the factories are what's kind of the most important part. To me, at least, you know, as long as they have a decent factory going on, then my hope is they'll still be okay.
Swatch shops.
Yeah. They need to hire some good kids there. Maybe they're getting too old to be making those toys. I don't know. Not sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this looks good. I think that I gotta be honest, I'm not 100% crazy with the combined mode. Like, his he's got a little bit of an hourglass shape going on, you know, like, yeah, like, his waist is like, you could tell it's really skinny, like behind, you know, like if you look behind the chest plate, and it's just the bit between the torso and the pelvis is really small.
Bitch.
Am I alone?
I don't know. I kind of. It's at 37 centimeters, so that's roughly, let me talk to my engineering friend Justin, that's about 14 inches, am I correct?
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm not a complete idiot, that's always good. Yeah.
Are you talking about Antoine's dick?
No. Glad you're back. We were just talking about the Unique Toys exclusive figure they made in tribute to you, the troll from their Abominus line.
Is it gonna have my sound chip?
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
You have to have like every Blot figure ever. That should be like your goal.
That would be the best commercial ever. Nah, with super interactive sound bites.
Fuck your mom.
Fuck your mom. You're a fag.
Bitch. But I was saying,
mad, Rick, bro.
Do you feel like his waist is a little skinny?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I find that bothersome. I'm not sold. I love the troll figure. I think he looks great.
Thank you. I've been working out.
But the combined mode, basically, it's everything for me hinges on TFCon. If we go to TFCon and somebody announces their fucking Abominus, and it's from a company that I feel more comfortable with, then I'm going to go with them. The only exception to that might be TFC, and that all depends on the aesthetics that they choose. I like TFC as a company, but sometimes they go a little bit off the reservation with their head sculpts and stuff like that.
Like they did with their Predaking, right?
Yes, gotcha. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Like right now, I like this, and I've got it pre-ordered, and you know, I'm glad BBTS lets me change my mind if I feel necessary to do that. But you know, right now I think it looks good. But if somebody else like MMC came out and said they were doing one, then you know, I think I'd jump ship. But
somebody's doing a Sea of Cons,
I don't know. Awesome. I know. Well, Greg, you said you were interested in that, right?
Oh fuck yeah!
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys checked out Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure. It was like based on they did like this Brave description. It was actually a really fucking good show. One of the better podcasts I've heard in a long time. But like,
besides us,
well, I don't even compare anybody to us. If you know what
I'm
saying.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
But like, you know, they were talking about, they did this whole thing about, if you guys haven't checked it out, it's like they did this breakdown of Brave. It's part one of two, and it was really fucking awesome. Fucking Proto Man, who runs TFCon, he was talking, and he was talking about it. He was like, you know, I'm getting all these pictures for the reveals of Chicago, and you know, like you guys have already seen like that SeaCon one, and they're like, no, we saw an Abominus one today, and he's like, okay, so I let one out of the bag.
I'm gonna get sued.
I'm talking about that in the chat.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. But I do like the double dragon heads on the knees.
Yes, that's a nice little makeup there. Yeah,
it's a nice touch.
Yeah, for a second I was like, dude, Bobby, check it out. They got the same guy for legs. Pathetic. But no, those are the dragon heads for hunger. I really like the beast mode. I really do.
I do too.
I think it's a lot better than the last incarnation of Blot we got. Am I right, guys? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry, Justin.
Lots of hard figure to pull off because he's never really looked cool. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think his G1 one kind of sucked.
Was doofy, yeah. Like, but like this one, I really feel like, I mean, not for nothing, this is it's the best version of Blot I've ever seen.
Yeah.
This is, and it's cool because I look at this like beast mode or monster mode for Blot. And like
monster mode.
The last time I saw him, like kind of in the comic, besides when they were trying to free Megatron, was in I want to say Autocracy, if I'm saying it right, that comic book. And Starscream was talking about like ruling the Decepticons or whatever. And then like you hear that one line, you read that one line, Hunger says to Starscream, and he's just like, Starscream, if you don't shut up, I'm gonna eat you. And it's like I look at this like monster mode, and I'm just like, I could totally buy that guy making that threat and him going through on it.
I love how like gnarled his mouth looks, you know?
Yep. That freaking underbite.
Yeah, it's almost like Lord of the Rings ish or something. Like it's cool. It's a lot of smart choices there. I'm happy with the way this looks. I'm just not sure if I trust him.
You could always go the Alonzo route, wait till I buy it, and then I just go ahead and tell you guys what I think of it. It worked with Stax. Justin's happy with his.
Yep. This is very
true. The fact that it's the same size as the MSC figures is kind of, wow.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm most happy that they showed off, is that, like, okay, we're not going to just make him a tiny little thing. We're going to actually make him compete with the big boys now, you know?
Yeah, kind of like they did with their Predaking, which that was all fucking fucked up.
Well, their Predaking was smaller than the other ones, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're, you know, and Antoine was happy with his. He was so glad he got him.
Well, Antoine's a very kind soul, you know. he liked everything third party.
Yeah, then I sold it off and bought Anderson.
Antoine's a nice guy.
You and your freaking burger in Japan. Racist. But other than that, like I said, I'm in on this guy. Just to try him out. If anything, I can pull a Sullivan and sell him like a day later.
Yeah, true. Greg, are you going to weigh in on this? I want to know your thoughts on this.
Hold on. I'm trying to get situated.
Vegetables real quick.
let me shut this door here so I can scream and yell. I like the way it looks. I'm going to hold off because you know it's not going to sell out.
Mm-hmm.
At least not for a while. I'm gonna wait and see because you know someone else is gonna make one. I mean, that's just the way it fucking is. It doesn't matter if it's fucking Abominus or fucking what's a lame combiner, whatever. Fucking Tropredicus. Like someone else is gonna come along. I mean, I actually really like Tropredicus. That was the first thing that came to mind. Someone's gonna make another one. So
do you think that's becoming a norm now? If we're making the same thing now?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's worked for him.
There's too many fish. There's too many fish out there. You know, like there's too many companies. Like you're gonna, and especially the combiner route, because you know everybody's banking on that. You know, I'm gonna sell five of these. You know, I'm not gonna sell one of these. For every one I sell, I'm selling four more.
Yep. And it's like everybody went crazy for that Unique Toys for their Predaking. Everybody was fucking crazy for that shit.
I can tell you right now one reason why people jumped at that like they did. Mostly because A, they kind of were the first to start it. You know, the whole Predaking craze. And B, they weren't, like, at first, they weren't bad. They weren't, like, you know.
No, the price was very reasonable.
You know. Yeah. In the end, the execution is what killed them. Because, you know, I remember I got that Warhawk and I was just like, the fuck was I thinking?
Well, thanks for finishing my fucking my thought there, Oscar. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Next time you want to step on my fucking toes, at least fucking have the courtesy to do it in Spanish.
Or that's on sandwich, maricón. Deja de quejar tanto,
coño. Yeah, don't call me a fucking pig.
I love it.
Go make me a sandwich.
Fuck you, shit. Stab you in your fucking throat.
He's always sitting there making a sandwich. All you know.
I already made a sandwich, bitch.
Yeah.
I fucking told you it was delicious.
Go make me another one.
Fuck you. I don't have any pickles and ham. Oh. Asshole.
Oh, good times. I love you, Greg.
Go beat your kids.
I don't have kids.
Beat your dogs.
No, I'll go over there and beat yours. Feed them to mine. Make you watch.
Man, that would be a good day.
Anyway, moving on. X2 Toys Fastlane and Cloudraker, also with a Mudflap and Skids deck.
Yeah. You know what makes a bad idea worse? This.
I saw this. I was like, man, come on.
This is terrible. Like, this couldn't be a worse idea.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I was gonna say I didn't even look. I was just like, I saw it in the show notes, and I was like, all right, I can't even look at that.
Yeah,
you still get the Voltron Lion. That's always a plus.
Yeah.
One thing I don't need, Voltron Lion. Where, like, I don't know. I can't get on the actual link for this. Well, I can't see it in all its full failure.
I can't get on the link either.
Yeah.
I can. Great.
Some computer problems over this end. But anyway, the interesting thing about it for me is that, like, I'm not opposed to them putting out all these sets and including the Lion, like, so you can, over time, you can collect, like, a whole Voltron team. Like, I think that's fucking awesome. I think that's a cool idea. But there's no, I was kind of on the fence about Fastlane and Cloudraker, and the Lion was kind of like an added incentive. But if, like, Lion Part 2 is with Mudflap and Skips, well, they fucking shot themselves in the foot as far as I'm concerned, because there's no fucking way. There's no fucking way I'd ever buy that thing.
Weren't the Lion's KSC toys?
No.
Really?
No, they were going to be.
Are you talking about the steel jaw repaints?
Yeah,
they were. Yes, they were. They made them into Voltron lion colors, but they don't even combine.
Okay. So this is different set of lions.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay, because since I can't see the pictures, I just assumed it was that previous.
No.
This guy.
Because I was finding new reason to not really like X2 toys then, if that was the case.
No. Motherfucker couldn't pay me to take another fucking steel jaw mold. I feel like the guy in fucking Office Space was like, does somebody ever say, like, you have a case of the Mondays? Like, no. Shit, no, man.
I just pulled up the pictures, though. Did you guys look at those?
I'm trying. I can't get that. I looked at it earlier.
I'm looking at them, and they're,
Well, whatever. I mean, at least they look cool. Like, I was expecting them to look like the fucking movie. Like, these actually look kind of cool. Like, one's got a fucking... Who's the green one? Skids? He's got a fucking eye patch. Yeah, I love an eye patch on the butt. Because it's just a big square of metal fucking bolted down to their fucking face.
Yeah, no, they don't... I don't think that the molds look bad. I like it. If those are actual paint apps on the actual twins, I think that the twins' faces are looking real sharp. It's just no.
I don't like shit.
Right, you know, like, and the fact of how much I hated those characters in that movie, Shuck and Jive or whatever, like, I just there was no fucking way I want any Shuck kind of jive. Like any kind of like of those characters. No.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Oh, Shuck and Jive.
These speaking on the core bots, these are two figures that I'm hoping do turn out well. So, you know, because I kind of do want a Cloud Raker and Fastlane on myself, but I'm not really too sure that these even look good, you know, as they are with those weird ball joints.
Well, it did look like those two pictures we saw, it did look like they were planning on covering those.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean,
right.
Hopefully. I hope so.
Oh, it's not the internet, man. It's Facebook that's fucking up.
Yeah. Just Facebook.
I don't know, man. Okay. In the end, I really was going for these guys, but then, like, you know, I'm seeing photos. One's taller than the other. You can't really call them twins. And then, like, that.
Yeah, that did
I don't
you.
Hate the jet mode, but I fucking hate that race car, dude. I don't know. It looks like a failed design for Speed Racer's Mach 5. It's just, no.
Rock 5. No, not
Rock 5. Don't ever fucking associate Rock 5 with that fucking fast talking. Oh my god, I have to win this race with the sake of Trixie and the kids. Oh. No, I ain't gonna ever associate. Again, Justin, you're fired. So
that's fine. I've got a Skywarp here. I'll just break his other wrist.
No. Just be cool, man. Just be cool.
I'm holding a knife to his throat.
It's
right
is a Rook 5. Very happy. Oh my god!
See, I always win.
I just pictured that scene in the last season of Breaking Bad. Justin's Jesse and Oscar's fucking Heisenberg, and he's like, Justin, don't break my fast. Drive it.
I just the moment you said, I just pictured myself in a fucking Heisenberg hat, and then Justin in like homeboy clothes
with a wrist tattoo. Totally awesome.
Oh, I love you, Greg.
Skywarp, bitch.
Skywarp, bitch. good times, and let's go on to bullshit. Airstrike.
Oh my god. What a fucking did you see the review?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I saw the prototype. What a flop. Yeah, it's in like they hijacked the Starscream transformation.
To an extent. I mean, like the legs are different, but the way the whole torso and stuff transforms
and the fact that he said it transformed just like the MP11, I'm like, uh oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was thinking about it today because I was telling Matt, and you know, I expect Fans Toys to do better, but they've in a sense kind of ripped off a little bit of the transformation stuff that the MPs have
technically,
had.
Technically, when it's a little tooled, it's an original engineering process,
right?
Certain jackasses on the internet, right?
Right, but still, you know, even Fans Toys has kind of taken a little bit of what's worked for the masterpiece Dinobots before.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, maybe it's unfair to say that it's completely ripping off the masterpiece Seeker mold. But on the other hand, like, I'm still, I don't know, the colors and everything, like, the blue looks great, the chrome looks good, the gold looks too much like regular chrome. It didn't really, you know, stand out like the fans it. Toys gold does.
They overdid it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they overdid it. That's what happened. Yeah.
Well, the thing is like, and they're going against, like, a big boy. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. They're going against someone who's proven to me.
Yeah, I feel, to be honest with you, I almost pity them a little bit. You know, like, it's just, you can't win. You can't win. Like, nobody makes a masterpiece toy, except for Takara, like fucking Fans Toys does. You know, like, it's, I feel bad for them. I really do.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So, does that mean Giga Power is out of the question?
I don't think we've heard anything from Giga Power.
They said they were gonna,
we'll get sued.
They said they were gonna. They said they were gonna remold, retool, redo, re this, re that. And,
yeah, sure. They're gonna check QC on all their releases too. Yeah, we heard that.
Are they affiliated with that?
I don't know.
Supposedly, when I had a back and forth with a Mr. Negative Nancy on Facebook,
supposedly. Gotcha.
Which is why I'm just like, oh man, I hope these motherfuckers don't buy one.
Right.
But yeah, I think honestly, I look at this figure and it's like the best comparison I can make to it. It's like if you ever see Space Odyssey 2001, whatever, those like 10-minute scenes of the ship just drifting into a space station, it's as if like someone discovered how to use that special effect and they milked it. And like they found the guy that could like chrome and fucking dipshit for them, and they fucking went ahead and just, okay, let's do the feet, let's do the missiles, let's do the swords, let's do the wings, the beak for the pterodactyl mode, let's do that. So it just, I don't know, it looks like it's overkill, man.
Oh, concept and chrome, something like that.
There is so much chrome on it that I had to double take, because I thought the blue was actually chromed out too at first. So
I can't help but think, who was it that helped, like, you know, did the color design for this exhibit? I mean, it looks like it's fucking way too invalid. Unnecessary. And I don't know. Like, I'm not collecting the MP Dinobots, so I don't know. Those that buy it, good luck. This is a brand new company, and enjoy your fun.
Yeah, how was his review of it? Was he positive, or?
Yeah, he was positive about it generally, and you know, like, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's fair to be positive about it, but I don't know. I would like to see how that will change when the Fans Toys version comes out, if that positivity will remain, you know?
Right. Huh. Okay.
Well, we got some Repro label sets to discuss this week.
All right.
Very cool. So starting, let's just go down the way they're listed. We have some Movieverse sets for Generations Drift and Leader Class Optimus Prime. So, I own the Generations Drift, and web page is not available. Wonderful.
Yeah, because Facebook's fucking up.
No, it's not Facebook.
Repro Label's website's down.
Oh, yeah, the other ones are working that aren't. No. There's the, okay. But the Optimus Prime is working.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? No. Well, their servers have been down because they have snow and, whatever part of Canada that the servers are in. So.
Wow.
Wow.
This is for the Legends Optimus?
No, this is for the Leader Class Optimus.
The AOE
truck on his back?
Oh, okay. I'm looking at the next one. I'm sorry. Okay, let me look at this Leader Class Optimus.
Yeah. I mean, if you own it, I don't own it. You know, I guess Matt will be excited for this. Hail Hasbro.
Yeah, okay. these look like good sets.
They look okay. I don't own the figure, so it's not
Fuck no. No.
Nope.
This is a bad figure to begin with. It doesn't make it any better with having a Repro Label set. It doesn't fix it.
No, it doesn't fix it. I think it doesn't make it look better. But I think you could put a bow tie on it and make it look better. You know, like, I think it's a piece of shit. But, like, I will say, I feel like this is an improvement. Not enough of an improvement for me to get it. But, you know, bravo to Repro Labels.
Yeah, this particular set this time doesn't really do too much for me.
Well, it's funny you say that. I'm going to skip ahead if you guys don't mind. That fucking, the Talon.
Yeah.
The Talon is $25 about. It's like $23 or something. And the only sticker I want from it is the Decepticon sticker for the chest.
Yep.
I don't want that. I'm not a great big fan of the gold anyway. I wouldn't mind the little circuit shit on the mouth, I'll be honest with you. But ooh, no. I'm not crazy about the shiny shit. Like, I have it on my Insecticons, and like, I regret it to this day. But yeah, that's an expensive set, and I don't really feel like it does much. And I feel like the Talon, that yellow on his chest, needs a lot of it broken up. And there's not, you know, it didn't do anything for the parts of Talon that I feel like Talon needs. So I don't know, and it's pretty expensive.
Well, I was doing the math, and to get the entire set of Purple Labels for Feral Rex, I might as well just fucking buy it at 6 Predacon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I mean, you got this. I mean, look at fucking Leo Dux. What are his, like, $20? And this is $25. And then the individuals for Bovis and Fortis were, like, $12, $13 a piece.
It must have something to do with the chrome, you know, like the chrome sticker or whatever, because I don't really feel like, you know, I like the Bovis and Fortis sets, but, like, I didn't get the Razor Claw set either. It's just not necessary.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll probably end up getting this because I do like the gold and stuff. But
you do?
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Ew! Oh god!
Really? You like on the wings? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I think it. I'll be honest with you. And I love Repro Labels. I'm a fan, but like, I think it kind of cheapens it.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
I think it makes it look like a Taliban.
Oof.
But you know, it's none of my business.
It looks like the back of a Corolla.
It looks like a black cheeseburger. But anyway, yeah, I think we don't need to talk about the that Optimus Prime set for the Legends class. To save yourself, people now have a choice. You can either get that one upgrade set with an actual Matrix, or buy this one with a sticker of a Matrix that will probably... whatever. Moving on, Hasbro news. We have, Gator Raider.
I like this. This is one of the two I like.
Really? I don't like the name. That is killing me. Gator Raider.
Well, that's the name of the actual fucking partner for the Action Master for Croc.
Well, he's usually dehydrated. That's part of his problem.
See, where I live at, the big football team to love here is the Gators. So... I'm just surprised this isn't orange and blue. So, you know, that team sucks anyway. This is a good mold. You know, again, it works for a figure that isn't Megatron for its size anyway. That's all I got to say about it, honestly.
Yeah, I can't really say this one thrills me.
No, not at all. It seems like, I mean, I actually think that the little fucking, like, Action Master thing is cooler than the figure.
Definitely.
Oh, I think it's cute. Yeah.
Just because it does remind me of that, you know, the nostalgia element.
Yeah.
But as far as like the figure, I'm not crazy about any aspect of it. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's better than B-Mog, right?
Anything's better than B-Mog.
Yeah, I'm not gonna buy any of these, but this and the Serpentor were the two that I did like. If I was into such trivial bullshit, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Not for me.
Yep. Me neither.
It was, bro.
This poor fucking... This poor, poor people that just sign up for this club every year and are just...
Matt Baldwin.
Yeah. So sad.
Hi, guys. Matt here. Hi, guys. Lux here is your boy. Oh, I can't come to TFCon because I just had to get these exclusives from TFCC.
Discussion for the week is actually, it was a question that Greg asked. Anybody had any, like, finally tracked down that Holy Grail and then was immensely disappointed? Anybody? What about you, Antoine?
Crap. I'll say that.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, you're good, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say that Power Master Optimus Prime. I think I bought it off eBay, and I was happy to get it. But then when I got it, it was like missing stuff, and in the description it was saying, "Oh, it's complete" and all that stuff. So I was kind of pissed off about that. So I'm like, come on, man, that's my thing here. So I ended up buying another one, so to pay for it.
I got you.
Yeah,
Justin.
Well, let's see. I guess the first, like, quote unquote holy grail I was looking for was, like most people, Fort Max, like the original. Uh-huh. And when I got it, like, you know, I already knew what to expect. I wasn't really disappointed by it, so no. But I guess, like, after Fort Max came, then I kind of wanted to get a Grandis to go with that Star Convoy reissue, and then I ended up finding that Brave version, which is okay. I mean, it's, again, exactly what I expected, but I was disappointed that they took out all the G1, like, the motorized crap, basically, like, the stuff that actually hooked up to Star Convoy, so it was really disappointing to get the, like, a quote-unquote reissue Grandis that didn't really do what I was hoping it would. So yeah, in that case, that was disappointing. So,
Oscar,
my holy grail was my G1 Predaking. But to be honest, the one I never really had when I was a kid, and I actually managed to get it when I grew up, was the G1 Menasor set. And, you know, I remember just thinking about getting my hands on him, you know, and then I get him and he's about the size of a fucking Voyager.
Yeah.
And it's like I went through about 3 Motor Masters total because his the ports that, you know, the arms connect into were like so loose you couldn't even hold up his hand holding a sword. Ooh. So I got fed up trying to Frankenstein different Minotaurs and trying different techniques to kind of, you know, get the plastic to stay in one place and all that shit. I sucked it up and I found a knockoff at a flea market that came. I call him CompuSaur. He comes with, like, members of the Technobots.
Right.
And that Motor Master actually fits really fucking well with the G1 officials, you know? And it's like, wow, check this shit out, you know? So I had him on display for a while, but that was basically my, like, you know, oh, I want the Stunicons. I want a G1 Motor Master. I never had one. Never. I get him, and I was like, wow, you're just itty-bitty. Jesus, like, I get it. It was the 80s. You know, I don't expect something complex, you know, kind of like Predaking, which was a big, big motherfucker. But, wow.
Yeah.
Shit.
Greg.
Okay, well, I said Holy Grails in the thing just to, like, try to broaden it. Mine wasn't a Holy Grail. But mine was a figure that I just really wanted. And I kind of slipped up earlier because I said that I mentioned Tripredicus from Beast Wars. I got that figure, I actually liked it, and I wanted the counterpart was Magnaboss, which was the Ironhide Prowl and Silverbolt combiner. So I got it, and I was super fucking excited, and the fucking package was like 2 days late. For whatever reason, I finally got it, and I ripped it open, and fucking, like, as soon as I touched that motherfucker, like, first it came missing a piece, and then, like, as soon as I started messing with Ironhide, like, heart broke off.
GPS.
Well, the Ironhide. And then, like, every time I touched something, it was loose, and something fell off. I'm like, let me just get this motherfucker together. Let me just get it together. And then I go and fucking try to connect the whole fucking thing together. Both the Silverbolt swings just snap the fuck off from GPS.
Wow.
And, like, yeah, dude, it just fucking... I was thinking about it the other day. That's when I put the question up online. Like, I was just thinking about that. Like, I found a piece of a wing. I found a shard of gold plastic.
And I was like, oh, son of a bitch.
I'm...
Luckily, I got part of my money back from the guy because he sold me a bunch of fucked up shit. And, I ended up getting most of my money back. But he was a pretty high-profile guy, too. And he treated me like an asshole. That was the other part of it that sucked. Because I was like, dude, come on. And then he acted like I was a fucking asshole because I want my money back. And he was like, I'm not going to give you my money back for toys that you broke. Like, I didn't fucking break him, you stupid son of a bitch. But anyway, I'm glad you're fucking con... I'm glad your con shut down, son of a bitch. You know who you are. Anyway.
Oh.
Whoa, hey, we could get sued.
There's a bunch of cons that got shut down. Nobody's going to know who I'm talking
That's
about.
That's true. There was at least three that got shut down last year.
Narrow it down. It wasn't the guy we had on. That leaves you two.
Well, no, his is still going.
Oh, shit, that's right. Yeah, my bad. What's his name?
Cyril.
Love you.
What you call, I will say that, like, I don't know if I've ever had a Transformer Holy Grail, but, like, as far as Transformers that I was, like, really looking forward to getting, and they were huge letdowns, obviously Kronos would be one of them. And then the other one would be, this is just me personally, I was really let down by the Fans Project Bruticus upgrade set. Like, you know, and I know its main purpose was to fix that Bruticus combiner, which I didn't have, so I get that. But, like, I just having never had them, and, like, it was when I was first getting back into the game, and, like, I just saw pictures of them, and I was like, I gotta have those. And I bought them, and then I got them, and I was like, holy shit, they're, like, the size of my Star Wars figures.
Yeah, they were small ones, man. That's... Oof.
But, yeah, the, in addition to that, the only thing that, like, I always fucking wanted was, like, way back in the day, like, you know, before I was buying shit that was, like, $100 plus, like, I really wanted this Kotobukiya statue of Darth Maul. I just thought it looked fucking awesome. $100, and $100 was, like, you know, that could have broke me at the time, and... I finally got fucking saved up enough money, and I fucking bought it. Like, it sold out for a bit, and then it came back in stock. I finally got it. My first Kotobukiya statue, you know, it's like, I get it, and, like, you got to assemble it, like, in three pieces. It's like a vinyl. It's, like, made out of vinyl. Like, the pegs and, the blocky pegs and the holes didn't quite fit right. It still doesn't quite fucking sit right. It's broken in three pieces in my basement. Like, it's a huge disappointment every time I look at it. But, yeah, those have been my big ones. The question that I ask, like, one of the things that we always talk about on here is that, like, a lot of times people compare Hasbro and third party, like, third party is this one entity. And anybody who's ever bought an SXS continuously variable in a fan's toy Scoria knows that companies can be vastly different in the third party genre. So my question was, if you had to go with one third party company, you know, you can only collect one from now to the end, who would it be? Justin?
That's a tough question, because I do love some Fans Project, but I think the ones that are making everything I like right now is Fans Toys, you know? They're making that masterpiece scale, which is the scale that I most want to collect. So, you know, I'm going to have to hand it to them, even though I've enjoyed just about everything that Fans Project has made that I own currently. So, yeah.
Antoine?
I would say maybe MSC. Because they're making comic book characters that Hasbro probably won't even make. And they just have good quality figures that comes out each, even though it takes long for them to put one out. But
right.
It's good.
Greg?
You know, I thought I was torn on this one, but man, MMC. You know, it's between them and Fans Project. But, well, unless you're now, are we counting like TFC and being Fortron and
any
Project being Mache Toys? Like, do we get
no? Just brand name.
All right, then MMC. Because they're putting out fucking. Who else is putting out a goddamn transforming electric chair?
Yeah. Oscar.
Be kind of a toss up between three. MMC, Fans Project, and TFC.
Right. But I think that's the same for everybody.
Can I say Hasbro?
that's the tough call, though. Who would you choose?
Between those three, I'll be honest, as of late, MMC has not disappointed me. Yeah, it takes them a while to put shit out, but in the end, they kind of knock it out of the park.
Yep.
You know, they started with fucking... With me, anyway, they started with their version of Six Shot. You know, Hexatron, and it just kind of just gone up from there.
Yep.
So.
I got to tell you, I'm in the exact same boat. And, like, I sympathize with Justin because, like, that is like, you know, the masterpiece, like official masterpiece scaled, you know, with masterpiece kind of attention is what I ultimately want. But like, I almost like, it's funny, like I almost don't even see Fans Toys as like a third party company. I kind of see them as like this like sister company to Takara. But like, I'd have to go with MMC because in my head I'd be like, there's a chance Takara might actually make this shit one day. But Takara's masterpiece is not going to make a fucking K-On.
Nope.
You know, they're not going to do it. And MMC, yeah, it does take a while. We are seeing a shit ton of prototypes, though, from MMC like at the same time. So I'm wondering if maybe they're going to step that up. But I'd have to go with MMC. Like,
Bobby, now that you say that, do you remember when we were talking about that Black Hexatron? And you were starting to say, like, you're a little worried. Like, do you think, like, they're putting this out because they don't have the money to put out the next Feral Rex member or whatever? What if they're putting that shit out to fucking build up a bankroll so they can just fucking hit it?
Yeah, what if?
We didn't know then what we know now.
Like, I can't even, like I almost start wanting to, like, giggle a little bit when I think to myself the idea of having, like, the whole DJD on a shelf.
No,
like,
yeah.
It makes me that fucking excited. And, like, that K-On, like, we saw the picture of the electric chair at TFCon, like, and I was like, okay, you know, it's not that hard to get a picture of an electric chair, but then, like, when we see the robot, and it looks fucking spot on, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Right. Like, you know, like, that's fucking crazy. It's unbelievable. I don't know. Whatever. I'm a fan. I'm a fanboy of MMC. But anyway, our good friend, Robert, asked us a question. If you could be, this is almost like one of the questions that Rob Springer gets. But if you could be a Transformer, which would you be? And we will start with Justin.
Oh, I have no idea. Pass for now. Go to somebody else while I think about an answer.
Antoine.
If
you say Blaster of Jazz, I'm going to lose it. Just so you know.
I'd probably say Astro Train because I can leave Earth and return to Earth at any time, at any given time I want. So, yeah. Sounds stupid.
Okay, so you would do it not because it necessarily fits your personality, but because it gives you some transportation.
Right.
I got you. Oscar.
If I could be a Transformer, which would you be? Now, characters are just like overall.
Well, see, like that's the thing. I'm guessing if this question is who would you want to be, but like at the same time, like I kind of interpret it of like which would you be? Like if you know if like what do you kind of feel like your personality fits most or?
Oh, personality feel? Oh,
I mean, I don't know. I think it's just
Blaster,
like,
no.
I think he's just saying if
Shut
you
up,
could
no.
be. I think he's just saying if you could be, what would you be? Like, I think Antoine answered it correctly, but you know, I think that you know, if you answered it either way, you wouldn't be wrong.
So, I totally would be a seeker. It's given. I don't know. It's just like the appearance. You know, like they have that very imposing, you know, frame, and the wings double as a cape type of ordeal. You know, and. And they have, like, this established reputation. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
They don't shit out robots. And they ferry them across the universe. And I don't know. Like, to me, it would totally be a seeker. Like, as for a character, I don't think it would be a seeker. That's for fucking sure. Like, I have too much of an ego to be a seeker. I would totally be a fucking Megatron, hands down. Like, I won't lie to anybody. I would be the most egotistical, like, self-centered bastard. And not like IDW Megatron that, like, respects the Autobots and shit over the years. I'm talking, like, the regeneration Megatron that fucking lobotomized his entire Decepticon army. Right. Just to make sure no one pulls shit on him again. That one.
Uh-huh.
God, that's disturbing.
It is. What are you, Greg? What about you?
Either Shockwave or Swerve.
You want to elaborate at all? Or?
No.
Okay.
I like to plot shit out. I like Shockwave, and I don't know. I like Swerve. I think it's a nerdy fucking question. I'm a little embarrassed of even answering it, so I don't really want to get too deep into it.
I would have to say, like, just to bring up, like, a funny story. There was this time, like, a buddy of mine posted one of those, like, those Facebook quizzes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, I got Shockwave in that one.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say that. Like, I was going to tell that exact story. But he said, so I posted to him. But he did it, and he got Optimus Prime, and it's somewhat fitting, you know, like of him. And then like I did it, and I got Grimlock, which said, I just happened to pull it up. Uncontrollably fierce and proud to a fault. Grimlock may not be the sharpest Transformer, but with the black and white sense of morality, he's a bad guy's worst nightmare. And that's kind of very true for me. Like, I do have a very much, like, a black and white sense of morality. One of my faults is that, like, I hold people accountable to my sense of morality. So, like, you don't necessarily have to be or live right by your standards, but you kind of have to live right by mine. And I recognize that as a fault, but I do kind of feel that way. Greg ended up getting Shockwave on it, and then my buddy JR got Jazz.
I think I got Jazz on that too, if I recall correct.
And then I'm looking at like the fucking post right here, and then JR said naturally, and then Greg wrote right back and said, I like this test. But it was also funny because this guy that I'm with is like, you know, we have like a, you know, we have a bit of a Optimus Prime Grimlock kind of relationship in a lot of ways sometimes, like, you know, very much are for the same ultimate cause, but you know, can bump heads along the way. So
the manner in which one goes about getting it done is different.
yep, very true. So anyway, that kind of closes us out.
Actually, I didn't do my answer. Oh, I told
right,
you
that's
passed.
That's
remember?
Right. I didn't come back to you.
If I had to pick one based on my personality type, probably Ratchet, because everybody wants me to fix everything. So, and it's probably Transformer Prime Ratchet, because he's kind of grumpy. No. I'm sorry. Transformers Animated Ratchet, who was a little bit grumpy.
Yeah,
so, you know, I'll go with that one. That'd be pretty good.
So. That is true, because he did come over and fucking sat with my Metroplex in a fucking tackle box full of bits for like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Sure he did. Yeah.
Just one more thing.
Yeah.
Just going back to the news part. Sorry. Did any of you guys see that TAC hybrid combined thing? That's Hercules.
Yeah, but that's kind of like people have been doing that for a while. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I think was it?
But is that Digibash or is that the real thing?
That I don't know. Like you know, they did have like that. I'm guessing it's Digibash. They took the picture of Defensor, which I don't even know. Like I don't even remember seeing that. So I don't know. It's kind of bizarre. I need to see more. I don't know what the fucking holdup is over there. These companies are starting to stress me out. But quick shout out. I was at Baltimore Comic Con this past weekend, and you know, I met a handful of people that listened to the show, and you know, were adamant about how much they enjoyed it, which was awesome. But I did meet this one guy who was like a standout. Like, he stood out from the crowd as far as like being enthusiastic about listening to the show, and that's Jason. Jason L. And I don't want to say his whole last name if he's not into that. So, but definitely I wanted to shout that dude out, and he was.
Well,
like,
and don't forget he's 9 feet tall. So.
Yeah. He was fucking huge. Actually, I was telling Greg, I was like, man, the fucking closer I got to him, the bigger he got. Like, I was like, goddamn.
Like, was he like, hey, Skullface, could I choke slam you?
Well, no, he was like, but if he did, I probably would have ran out of the fucking building. He
just a power bomb.
You know, he came up and he was talking because I had like Transformers stuff there, and he was like, "I was like, are you a Transformers fan?" He was like, "Oh yeah," and I was like, "Well, you know, first and foremost, take one of these cards, and if you're into Transformers, you should check out this podcast." And he's like, "Oh, I've been listening to them for a while. Like, yeah, I love these guys." And I was like, "No shit." I was like, "I'm Skullface," and he was like, "Get the fuck out of here!" And you know, we were like going to take a picture, and I was like, "I can even do you one better." And I brought out like the skull mask, you know, and he's like, "No fucking way." So It was very cool. He was a very cool dude.
And he suplexed you through your
then
table.
He suplexed me, and I'm still recovering.
Like John Cena.
But
yeah, he's a good dude. He's a guy I met in the trading groups, and we had done some deals, and yeah, he's one of my guys. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Solid unit.
Solid unit. Big unit.
Yeah, big old unit.
Big old sexy man unit. I need
shout out to Kuma Style.
I'm leaving the show. There's too many talks about units. I can't do it anymore. It stresses me out.
Lies. He Kuma Style is a pictorial review up of Fans Project Columbio, and he's been knocking out video reviews as well, left and right recently. So definitely check out KumaStyleDesigns.com for all the latest and greatest in third party stuff. Shout out to Dub K for your third party and official needs, and I am Ratchet for all your G1 needs. I'm a super cool dude. And third-party Transformer Crashers and or TF Crashers, pardon me, on Facebook. We have a link in the description. Yul is a great fucking guy, and TF Prototype also. Like he's, you know, that's all kind of affiliated. And
check you know, out our Blogspot. Matt just put up a new review. So
yep, old Deluxe
got
a new
check that out
up.
For his power armor.
Yeah.
And we do have the link to the Shapeways fan art site if you're interested in that from last week's show. Shout out to Deluxe. He couldn't make it tonight. He's like he fucking literally was only free one night this week. And just the chances of everybody being free one night on the same night is just slim to none. So,
Hail Hasbro.
Hail Hasbro.
He cried a
Hail
little bit.
Hail Hasbro.
And Sancho Barbosa.
Sancho.
And I think... That's it. Oscar, you can take us out of here.
Well, as always, you can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/ Shatteredcast Uncut. Check us out on Twitter at Shatteredcast Uncut. You can check us out on Tumblr, shatteredcast.tumblr.com. And as always, for me and the other members of the Sinister Six, make sure you're good to yourselves.
But see, you yelled me for fucking it up last week.
Screw you. I've been awake since like 2:30 this morning.
Whatever.
I am dedicated. As always, be good to yourselves and each other, and for the sake of Primus, please collect responsibly.
And you've been shattered.